Hey everyone, it's your host France. This is another episode of Let's Talk Battle Rap, your all things battle rap podcast. Predictions, recaps, interviews, breakdowns, inside discussions, you name it, we got it. So if you're listening to the show via YouTube, SoundCloud, or iTunes, please feel free to subscribe, give any feedback on the show. You can follow the show on We Talk Battle Rap on Twitter, and the email the show, you can email us at letstalkbattlerap@gmail.com. So today on the show, let's introduce a special guest, man. BattleRap.com has written an article about him, including the five standout PGs upcoming for the next years. Dot Mob member, fresh out of Harlem, fresh off the Survivor Series. On the show, we have Snake Eyes tonight. Snake Eyes, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? Appreciate you having me, man. What's up, man?
Hey, no doubt, man. So, about Saturday, man. Nice win on the belt.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's what everybody's saying, man. That's what the consensus is saying, man.
You know, like, I stepped back, right, when I was watching The Wind. As a matter of fact, before we even get to the battle, I want to talk about pre-battle. There was a lot of doubt, a lot of people saying, you know, what they seen from you was lackluster. They didn't know if you could compete with the versatility of Mac and a whole bunch of things. So I was kind of confused.
Yeah, they was forgetting that you actually have some type of fucking feeling when you're talking. They forgot about that part of the shit. Like, you feel me? Like, baby, that's why I stay in my lane. You know what I mean? I just do what I do. Only I could. You feel me? Do what I do. Like, you feel me? That's how I feel. Like,
you know what I mean? That's easily your best performance to date, man. And I think there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things I caught that I don't think the crowd caught. And I can only imagine if this battle was in New York, how much more eruptive it would have been. First round, off the gate, you were like, you took the angle of downplaying him. Like, oh, you never even knew who Smack was. I like that angle a lot because, like, you could have even went deeper with it. I'm surprised you didn't.
Right. Yeah, you know what it was? Like, you know, I could have definitely took a little more time with it, but, like, prior to the event, you know, it was some, like, time restrictions, so I didn't know prior to the, you know what I mean, event how strict it was going to be. So I really wanted to get what I really wanted to get out. You know what I mean? So I felt like, I throw a couple lines in at the beginning. Niggas should get what I'm trying to say. And then when I got into Donald Trump, you know, LaVar Ball, you ain't going to thank me for getting you out of that mess. Like,
that was
people
hard.
People ain't really, you know what I mean? It was all set up to that. You know what I mean? Then I just went into the rest of my round. You know what I mean?
The avocado scheme was dope. There's a lot of sleepers in the first round, man.
Yeah, the baby, the grandma, bird of the sauce. Like, Friday at the next line, I said. That was the first line I said.
You know what I appreciate a lot about the material? It was fresh. A lot of it was really original. A lot of it was fresh. A lot of the punches that you kind of had all correlated to, like, what's going on in battle rap right now. So, like, nobody can say, like, oh, this isn't original, this isn't this. Like, you can tell you were confident and you took your time to, like, really perfect this battle. I appreciate that.
I could have been a little more patient, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I always find something where I feel I could have did better already. I watched it a couple times already because the battle, or like, just in overall, is a great battle. It's like a fire battle. The whole setup, everything was great, you know what I mean? Dope. But I could slow it down a little bit, you know what I mean, and get into it a little bit more. But I'm satisfied with how it turned out, definitely. You know?
I think the only criticism I have for you is you the first round, I timed it. You rapped for 7 minutes, and you had about maybe a minute and 40 seconds of crowd reaction. So I was like, whoa, where's the time limits?
You know, the crazy thing.
But you was like, in the zone. That's why.
You know what's crazy? My round was only 320, though. You know what I mean? Like, my round was 3 minutes. You feel me? Supposed to cut off at 320. That's what we agreed on. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, that was my round. So it probably seemed a little longer or whatever. So I probably, you know, had to bring it back a couple times, but. Damn, I ain't know it was that long, but yeah.
Yeah, but that's probably all I have to say. I feel like,
but you know, I kind of felt like, but do you think it was my round was that long, or was it surprising that Max's slogan came so quick? Because I was kind of like, that's it. Well, like, you know what I mean? In the first round,
this is what I thought about the first round. At one point, yeah. I'm like, all right, this is overkill. Like, it's it, cut your round. Like, is he? Because no, that I thought that round you won clear. The closest round is the second. So, like, when you're overly rapping, even to the point you've already won, you could save some of that material, you know, you can end on the high note, because if you keep on rapping and rapping and rapping, you draw the round out, and you can end it a little, like, flat. So I was kind of, like, looking at the clock, like, all right, man, you got it. I think you won this round.
Yeah. You asked me, I think I ended it right, though, right?
No, you did.
The
magical question is, do you think the third round is going to get edited when the footage drops? That's the funny question to ask.
I leave that to the people that watched it live on pay-per-view. We ain't going to act like we didn't see that. You know what I mean? Like, we ain't going, you know what I mean? You, put it like this. If you don't see it, you know what's up. You know what I mean? Like, we just ain't going to act like we ain't. That ain't happening. Like, we talking a hard 5 minutes. You know what I mean? I watched that thing back. Like, I think a bad look. You feel me? But, you know, shit happens. You feel me? Like, he has his reasons why that happened. But if you watch the battle, he really fucked up. Like, he was trying to talk shit before the round started. You know what I mean? And then when it was actually time for him to start rapping, he couldn't figure out what the fuck to say. And he was there looking crazy for 5 minutes.
I think what I appreciate the most about both the match prior to the match and at the date of the event is that you guys were having a lot of back and forth. Like, there was nothing friendly about it. Like, some other battles on the card, like, they didn't really go back and forth. They weren't jawing at each other. You guys were nonstop just talking shit before the event, in the ring, in between the rounds. It was good competition. I liked that a lot.
Yeah, we probably had one of the better battles of the night. Best energy, you know, best back and forth for sure.
Yeah, you guys set the night off for real. We're gonna definitely go on to other battles of the night. But before I leave your battle, my favorite line, and I think one of my favorite lines of the night was, "Don't make your funeral environment a Kobe retirement, a ceremony over two numbers." Because the setup to that was a little like, all right, where's he going with it? And when you landed that, I was like, wow, that shit was well thought out.
Nah, I appreciate that, man. Like you were just saying a few minutes ago, like about having fresh material and just trying to think different. Just, you know what I mean? Think outside the box, you know what I mean? Just being a fan of this shit and, you know, just trying to stand out, you know what I mean? Just trying to, I'm gonna go out with what I want to say. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna be trying to say what everything's been said already and just say it another way. I'm gonna say some new shit that's never been said. You know what I mean? So,
Yeah, absolutely, man. The Dipset anthem was more than just music. And how ironic that Jim Jones was there. What was that like for you? Because I know you grew up on just Dipset as a whole. So for him to see you there in rare form and probably give you props and be proud of you, how did that feel? Yeah.
Yo, you know, it's crazy, man. Like, I was so locked in that Smack had announced Jimmy was there. You feel me? So, like, I knew that. But when I was in my rounds and shit, you know what I mean? I wasn't thinking, like, how he was reacting and shit like that. But when niggas was telling me, he was going crazy. Like, you know what I mean? As far as the diplomat immunity scheme, like, honestly, I was saying, like, if you know the whole mixtape or the album, like, from the beginning, the first thing I said in that round was, it's all the track list. Like, this is what I do. Mm-hmm. This for my real niggas. You feel what I'm saying? Ground Zero, Who Am I? About it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, didn't say Anthem. You know what I mean? Then I said, you know what I mean? Diplomat Immunity. It just went perfect because he was there. You feel me? Couldn't ask for it to be, you know what I mean? More perfect than that. You know what I mean? Like, so, yeah, that was crazy, man.
Yeah,
I like that line a lot. That was one of my favorite lines, too.
Yeah, that was solid, man. I was impressed that he was there. Like as of recently, there hasn't been a lot of celebrities coming to the events. And as far as the expansion events, like the DMV, the ones in Cali and other states, those are a little smaller cards. So it just shocked me that, like, Jim Jones, maybe he was in the area and said, oh, I'm going to pass by. But regardless, like, that was...
This. Like, for being our first time out there, you know what I mean? Like, nah, man, Richmond definitely know how to throw an event, man. Like, it was definitely a thought out, like, a great environment, great vibes from when we landed out there. You feel what I'm saying? It was nothing but love in Richmond. Like, shout out to Jack Boy Ming, shout out to Bills, everybody that had something to do with making the event possible. Because, like, not for nothing, you know, through the back and forth and, you know, NYDMV shit, yeah, that's all crazy, you know, stellar fights and shit. But as far as, like, just being men and, like, life and all that, like, it was love. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, they showed niggas real good hospitality out there, so... It was a great weekend overall in Richmond, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to Richmond, definitely.
That's what I've been hearing from a lot of people, that the event is definitely secured a spot where it's we're going to see another event there very, you know, very soon or in the upcoming year.
Oh, for sure. I could see they could definitely go back. Like, it was definitely a battle-friendly, like, definitely.
I just gotta say, man, I'm a fan of the Goonies, but I'm a little shocked that they didn't kind of hold it down for home court, man. They went what, 1-3 that night?
Hey, it was a lot of talk about New York, man, not too long ago, man. Niggas was sleeping on New York, talking about New York fell off and this and that, and you know what I mean? It's just like, huh? I understand that, but you know, after yesterday and Saturday, we gotta come back to the table, man. Not looking too good for the man. The scorecard is not looking good, man.
Nice, man. And, you know, I want to touch on that now that you just said that. Like, people were sleeping on New York. One thing I was thinking about, right, but before I seen your first couple PGs, I was like, you know what? Harlem is in need of new blood. Like, and I'm saying you're new because I know you. Anybody in Harlem has been battling for years. It's just you're just new to the camera, new to smack. But you're not new to this. Like, you're probably seasoned already. That's probably why you sound so much more cohesive than others.
But before
all that, I was like, yo, Harlem needs new blood because we're getting old. Like, K-Shine is thinking about retiring. And K-Shine was always like, you know, the little bro of like the crew in Harlem and Dot Mob, you know, when he was in Dot Mob back in the day. So it's like, if he's retiring, that's it. Everybody's done. Like, everybody's old.
Yeah. Nah, man, like, listen, man, I grew up, you feel what I'm saying, like, in this culture, man, like, I battled Rex when I was young, you feel me? Like 13 years old, you feel me? I battled Rex. That was like my first battle ever. And being a rapper in my hood, that's why in my third, like, I think it was probably my second when I said I was like the little disciples around the hood, 13 shit. I ran down on more rappers than Queens Flip shit. Like, you know what I mean? That shit is real. Like, you feel me? When I was young, I was just one of the nicest niggas. So I was just battling whoever, like, just on some fun shit every day. You know what I mean? I battled Rex and shit. So that was like the starter kit for me on some battling shit. And like, just like, you know, I've been through a lot of shit. So jumping into it now, the adjustment is definitely different. But like, to put on for the city and, you know, all the niggas that have done shit and laid the foundation down, Lux, Mook, all the greats and shit, and to be able to do it and get the recognition and get love and shit like that, like represent Dot Mall and shit, it's definitely love, man. Like, well, definitely, man.
Was gonna say, so as far as Harlem goes, how did you get affiliated with Dot Mob? Like, how did that come about?
Like nothing. Like I was just saying, like, I already had a relationship, you know what I'm saying, with Mook and Rex, like, just on some like Harlem shit. Like, they used to come to the east side, you know what I'm saying, for different, you know, reasons. I used to see them or whatever, and I was doing the rapper shit. I told you I battle Rex and shit, but I always had a relationship with him. So when I jumped into the culture now, you feel what I'm saying? Like, it just made sense. Like, you feel me? As far as it being home, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it was any team I would have been affiliated with, it would have been home. You know what I mean? So
yeah, for sure,
it just made sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we reached out. It was just mutual. It was just like, it made sense. It was just like, nah, like, this is what it is. And this is what I wanted to do. So, you know, that's how that went.
Yeah, man, I definitely look forward to more of you because when I think about your URL resume, to be honest, you know, I probably have you at 4-1. The only loss to me was to Ryder, and I don't really the 2-on-2s are so great because you can learn so much, but it doesn't really hurt your stock, you know, like, so whether you win or lose them, you get the experience and you learn a lot, and you don't take the risk. So
I kind of feel like Jack ain't been crazier than that. Since that, like you said, you get, like, you take what you want to take from the 2-on-2s. Like, his segment against me in the third, like, his whole, I mean, his Lupus segment when he was getting it to his personally, but I kind of personally feel like that was the best Jack, like, to date. I haven't seen that Jack yet.
I feel that energy, that pain,
that passion that he brought to me.
I feel that too, man. You know what I mean? And I hope it's not, man. I hope he hasn't peaked because he had, honestly, one thing about him that I like a lot that people underrate, that they don't talk about when it comes to Jack Boy, his pen. He's really lyrical and nobody sounds like him. So in this age of battle rap, when you're being creative, you sound original and you're lyrical, plus the package of good delivery, you're gonna ship your sale and you're gonna get your battles, you're gonna get booked. Because, like, there's so many people in battle rap nowadays that all sound the same. So it's just, and the market's oversaturated. So I do look forward to seeing more of him too, man. But so now that you mentioned him, we could definitely go down the card and let's talk about the event and recap a little bit briefly about everything. So the first battle of the card opened up with Jade and Diesel. And I gotta say, man, I don't know. I know you were probably prepping for your match before that, so I don't know if you got to see a lot of the battles.
Yeah, I at that point, I didn't know what order it was going to be. So yeah, I was kind of like in and out, you know, the zone. Like, but yeah, I was able to see the battle.
Yeah, man, I felt bad because I felt like it was a really good shot and could have been a great look for both of them because, like, yeah. You know, the following battles afterwards are good, but they just didn't electrify the crowd. Like, you and Mac electrified the crowd and got everybody into everything, you know, because it had the Jade and Diesel battle. You know, people were awake for it, but it didn't electrify. The Young X and Moon battle and then the Craig Lamar battle. So everybody was still kind of just waiting for that, like, explosion. And if the girls had did great, you know, they would have been fine because the next couple battles afterwards wouldn't have probably been as exciting as theirs. Plus, they could have opened the doors for others. So, Jay's from the city, so I definitely feel a little bad about that. It was a good opportunity blown.
Yeah, I mean, she knows that. She, you know what I mean, I was able to speak to her a few times, and I'm saying over the weekend, like, she has things that's going on, and shit. You know what I mean? But as far as like. We take a look away from step away from that. Like, this is still like the first ever judged $1,000 battle from female on URL. Like,
it's historical.
Exactly. So, you know what I mean? You can't take that from her. Now, as far as the performance goes, like, her first round was good. You know what I mean? But she ain't have like three clean rounds. So, that's a disappointment right there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, nah, it's understood. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that was one of the ones was just like, heard it in the moment. But, you know, you learn, you know what I mean? You learn from that, you know what I mean? I'm quite sure she learned from that and, you know, do better next time for sure.
Did you get to watch the Young X and Moon battle?
Yeah, it was probably like the second round where they hit me and let me know I was going next. But I was tuned in. That battle was wild entertaining, like.
Wow. Yeah, it was a really good clash, man. Like, you walk out that battle in a sense of, like, nobody really lost.
Yeah.
So, I liked what that battle brought to the table.
Yeah, it's like 2-1 either way, for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely a 2-1 either way. But what I liked a lot about it the most is kind of gave Moon some exposure, whereas now it's like people are like, oh, I want to see more of Moon, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought
Young X was impressive, too. Right? Yeah. You know what I mean? I thought Young X... He did, like, in the building, you know, his first round had the building really rocking, like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, Young X definitely did his thing. Like, that was a dope battle.
So, at this moment of the night, you're probably prepping, so you missed Craig Lamar's battle.
Nah, I think that, too. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I knew my rounds already. So, it wasn't like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you were confident.
I was, you know, I was embedded. It was just more so like, all right, when I get that word that I'm ready to go, it's like, all right, let me step away for like a few moments, you know what I mean? And get ready. But nah, I was still able to see all of them. So
okay, great. I was a little shocked at the outcome, man, because I definitely thought Craig Lamar could have outclassed him just because of experience. Because Craig Lamar's resume is kind of is a little more intense. He's had better competition. He's had more moments where he can easily, you know, shine. Like, this was his moment, in my opinion, and it fell flat. Unfortunately.
Yeah. You know the crazy shit, man? Like, the shit that I be saying and thinking about, man, like, I just imagine if I had, like, that ability Craig got. Like, he got that ability. Like, when he start rapping, like, it just sound like he about to say some OD fire shit. Like, you know what
right.
I mean?
Right. It's because delivery.
And he'll say some, then he'll say some, like, funny, weird shit. Like, you know what I mean? He just be like, you feel know I me? Mean? Like, but it'll catch you, but you... You would have just hoped, like, damn, why you couldn't just say some fire shit? Like, why you had to say some weird shit? You know what I mean? But when he first came out the gate in the first, like, I was kind of like, oh, okay. Like, you feel me? But I feel like that battle was a little underwhelming. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I thought it was going to be better than what it turned out. I feel like they both slowed down, like, going, like, while the battle progressed, like, they both slowed down. Like,
I don't really have much criticism for Holmesy. Like, he gave a solid performance. It's not really anything
Holmesy was solid. He was spitting his shit and all that, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm quite sure he probably thought he could have got into his shit a little better. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying he didn't have a good performance.
For sure. Like, I think he had a solid performance. I think only thing he probably in the back of his head, he's thinking about is, wow, I should have capitalized. And like, you know, I'm a shark. I smell blood. Let me go for the kill. Get a little bit more aggressive, yeah, a little louder, more intense, yeah, and just make these last couple punches like hit harder. So that way I can really like close this out and, you know, close the gap of it all. But it's still a clear win for him. So it's a good look.
Yeah. Yeah. He got the experience now. Yeah. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. So, yeah. The next battle after that, well, we already spoke about your battle, so we can speak on Prep and Franchise, and it's crazy,
see, that's
man.
That's the battle that I didn't see full. I didn't see that, cause after my battle was when I was like, nah, let me relax and enjoy my weekend. Let me start my weekend now. You know what I mean? So I'm about to bar a little more. I'm watching it off and on, but I ain't see that battle playing. I can't give you an honest prediction. Like, I can't even honestly
say that. Fair enough, but for me, the way I view it is I was a little.
But the consensus, running with franchise, like,
yeah, absolutely, man.
Rio type shit.
I felt bad, man, because it's like, you know, Prep. Look, in battle rap, once you build that stigma, it just doesn't leave. Like, Prep got that stigma. Yeah. Like, other battle rappers, like Newborn, has that stigma. And, like, fans will always try to tear them down. And honestly, man, like, this is me just like outside of battle rap. If we're going to be media members, we have to assess every MC fairly. You feel me? Performance by performance. Mm. So, like, forget the stigma for a minute and analyze what's going on at this moment. And, like, he just he didn't get a fair shake, in my opinion. Like, he definitely lost, but, like, a lot of his lines just wasn't hitting. He was rebuttaling midway through, and some were good, some were bad, but, like, he got no reaction for anything. And in the third round, he tried his best to, like, really amp himself up, and it didn't work. But I also I don't want to take too much credit away from Franchise, because his aggression can easily neutralize anything that you say to try to be witty, lyrical, clever. He's going to erase all of that. And he did that for three rounds straight.
Yeah, I'll be definitely too and watch that battle when I probably get off this.
Yeah, man, definitely give it a peek, man.
That was dope. Like, it's crazy.
Probably one of the more controversial battles, Mr. Wavy and Twerk.
Oh man. This is when the New York ties swung. Like, this is when
if there were betting odds on battle rap, the whole house would have betted on Twerk. Like, nobody would have.
Wavy have no chance in Vegas. Like, on the table.
Yeah,
like,
no, for sure. Like, nobody would have laid it on the underdog. Nobody.
Real shit. And not even saying this because I'm on this line. Like, if you listen to my predictions, I'm telling niggas, like, y'all got him fucked up. Like, you know what I mean? I'm a real student in this shit. Like, I don't be, like you said, like, about giving people fair assessments and talking about in the moment. Like, I know sometimes all we be having is to go off niggas' last performances, but we still got to be remembering niggas' attributes and what they can do. Like, you know what I mean? I think niggas just forgot what Wavy was capable of doing. Like, he's a showman. Like, you know what I'm saying? And Twerk not being as prepared as he wanted to be, that was a mistake. Because Wavy took full advantage of that. And I'm talking about he didn't take, as soon as he locked on, he ain't let go. As far, like when he pulled the shirt out, it Twerk wasn't called time. He's like, all right. He broke that thing right back in the third, nigga. You're not getting out of this, nigga. You feel me? Like, it was crazy.
Right. The battle was so interesting because it was such a shift of momentum and emotions. Like, everybody was excited to see. Wavy went first. He forgot about the coin flip. He wanted the crowd to get off his energy. He had the crowd miss him. And his first round to me was good. It wasn't great. It was good. Solid round. It was easily beatable round.
First round was rocking. Yeah, he had the little rocket still. Yeah.
And then Twerk, like, it was just, his presence was crazy. Like, all he had to do was bounce. And the bounce got more reaction than Wavy's best bar in the first. And Twerk didn't really, like, have a great first round neither, but he did enough to kind of just edge a win. So I'm thinking to myself, like, wow, if that was Twerk's lightest round, and that was one of maybe Wavy's best rounds, you know, because Wavy is, like, from my experience for the most part, a lot of his third rounds aren't the best. Like, he kind of has a little bit of trouble just closing the battle out. So I was thinking to myself at that moment, like, wow, like, Twerk's going to keep turning up, and because Twerk is better each round, while Wavy is the opposite. What's going to happen at this point? Wavy explodes the second round. Literally, he shook Twerk's pride, and Twerk chokes and just gives up the round. It's crazy.
Yeah, he gave up the route way too early after the way he did.
That's crazy. And I'm just like, wow, this just completely shifted. Like, nobody expected this.
Right. But yeah, that was crazy, man. The room was going crazy, man. Like, the room was going crazy, man.
What was the energy like from the end of round one to the end of round two? Like, it must have all been, like, literally the whole building on Twerk side, and then it just shifts.
Nah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was on stage for that, and, like you said, like, Wavy first round was great. You feel what I'm saying? It was good. It was solid. And then Twerk came with, like, you know what I mean? Like, he was saying some shit in the first, like, you feel me? So you probably would have thought, like, oh, see? Like, yeah, I told you, like, Twerk gonna get this. And then when Wavy came with that strong second and Twerk round was short, it kind of was like, oh, come down to the third. And when Wavy did what he did, it ended. And then Twerk just, like, his strapped in was kind of flat, man. You know what I mean? His strapped in's been kind of hit and miss lately, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I have to say,
was fire, but that, you know, this one he had Saturday, it wasn't.
I can easily say, like, in disrespect to Twerk, like, that was probably his worst strapped in. I can't think of anyone that was worse than that one. And it's just crazy to me.
I gotta watch their battle again too, just to like really. But like, I watched it once. I gotta watch it a couple more times.
Like, what's crazy to me is kind of like, I watched it once. You know, there was multiple interviews where he's kind of just like, you know, downgrading Wavy, dismissing him, like letting people know he's not taking it as serious as he should. And he wrote his second round, the same day of the battle. And I don't know how that resonates with the fans. Like, I know a lot of fans may feel a little cheated out of, like, the fact that he didn't take him serious or he didn't prepare the way he should have prepared.
Right. I can't tell a nigga how to go about his business, but I'll just say this. I ain't playing with my career like that. You know what I mean? This footage is forever. You know what I mean? Nigga ain't gonna get up there with my ass. How that shit is just, you know what I mean? I can't, so. Well,
for you,
happens, man. You know
for
mean?
You, for you personally, right? Because like I was wondering, is it irresponsibility or is it just some kind of urge in a writer? Because I've heard of a lot of battlers to say, "I don't get my battle done to the week of the battle," and I'm just like, in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, "Well, is that how you're not preparing?" But other battle rappers say they work better that way. What do you think of that?
I think it comes with the motivation. You know what I mean? Like, and who you going up against? Sometimes, you know what I mean. Some niggas you might feel like you might be really, really confident, feel like, nah, this nigga can't fuck with me. So like I start 3 weeks, you know what I mean, before the battle or a month before it when it was booked, you know what I mean, 4 months in advance, you know what I mean? Like wow. Life be happening. So you don't you know what I mean, you ain't really lock in as you want to, but then it be those matches where it's like, well, this nigga really think he can fuck with me, like I already started and he don't even know that. Those type of, you feel me? I think it comes with the motivation. I couldn't tell you why he's probably good at last minute preparation.
Right.
You know,
right.
He's had battles where he's done it and he's had a great turnout. So I don't know, maybe he felt like he was gonna get it, but Saturday the environment and that vibe, it didn't come across good.
Apparently he wrote one of his rounds for JC the same day too, and I thought he beat JC. So maybe he does work well under that pressure. But just for me personally, like I feel like it's just a lot of what happens if that day comes and you just have writer's block. What happens if that day comes and just something happens? You know, just like you said, life happens. Like, you know, people forget like there's a life outside of battle rap. Next battle on. Prez Mafia versus Rada. One of the most entertaining battles of the night.
Yeah, definitely.
It was a little unfortunate. Like I feel like Prez really like he rapped his heart out. Like he really, you can tell he really put his all into it to really like try to win over the crowd, and he was doing so. But just Rada outclassed him each round.
You know, it's crazy. That's another. I'm gonna tell you, Franchise and Prep, Rada, Prez and Jack and Jerry, I gotta watch again. I watch me, Wavy and Twerk, and everything else. I gotta, you feel me, to give them the proper assessment, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But live, they're giving it to Rada 2-1 clear, whatever. But I gotta see it again. Like, a couple niggas is trying to say Prez died, but you know what I mean? Like, I didn't see that live, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying that ain't true, but I got to watch it again, you feel me? I ain't see that battle how I wanted to see it. Like, right. So I got to watch it again.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, from my assessment of it, he did really great his first round, and Ryder he hasn't had an individual battle for about a year, so like off rip, his first round was gonna get nothing but love. So I knew Prez was gonna lose the first coming into the battle. I think he kind of had that mindset too, where it's like, all right, I'm gonna have a good first round, but I'm gonna explode more in my second to swing over the momentum, because those momentum swings matter a lot. And his second round was way better than his first, but Ryder matched the intensity. And at that moment, you kind of have to think to yourself, how can I keep this level of momentum up? The hardest part is when you get to that point and you have to keep it there. Like, when you peak in the battle, it shows. It shows when you peak in the battle and you can't, you're not as energetic or as amped or as animated or as aggressive as a round before, you know?
Right.
He fell flat his third, and Ryder cleaned it up.
Yeah.
And the last battle of the night, well, not the last battle of the night because it's still a surprise battle, but then you had Jerry West and Jack Boy. And I'm actually going to watch that battle over again, because I don't think it's as clear as many people say. And
right.
Jack Boy's pen, that battle was much better than other battles. I definitely think his energy wasn't there like normally. Like it was there the second round. The third round felt kind of flat. And he's home, so I would have thought his energy be through the roof. But, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
I know you say
I gotta watch that battle. Yeah, I gotta watch that one again too. Yeah, that's why I was just like, I was trying to see how you seen it. I mean, I'm gonna watch it again.
Jerry West, it has improved a lot. That's one thing I took away from the battle. I was like listening to him, and I'm just like, wow, he sounds way more confident than he. I mean, not that he never was, but he sounds way more confident. He sounds way more polished, and he's understanding what presence and crowd control is. He's learning. Like, you can see improvement in battlers battle by battle. Like, you improved this battle, and he improved this battle. So, like, those things matter, because now you start to realize that, and then you say, okay, the skill level's gone up, so the competition level's going to go up as well.
Right. Definitely.
Then we had the surprise battle of the night, Gluizzi and Chess. I really like the fact that Chess had a free battle to try to redeem himself, but it's just unfortunate he still fumbled and stumbled every round. I also think they could have went a little earlier, because I'm sure by that moment, all you guys are ready to get out of there, you know, have some fun. Tons of battle rappers tell me this all the time, and I know you're going to agree. Once you're done with that third round, nothing else matters.
it kind of be like yes, man, you know what I mean, I got through all my shit, man. You kind of be feeling like, damn, it kind of came and went. Like,
thing in your mind is like, yo, where's the weed, give me a drink, I don't care about nothing else.
Yeah, let me get some water, like, let me get a cold cup of water, you know what I mean? Then after that, man, like let me get some air, word, and then let's go, like, you know, let's turn up. Word, man, word.
I want to talk about a little bit more for you and some of your matchups moving forward. One thing, there was a match I think you had locked in or had you spoke about in the past with Geechee Gotti. And before we even move forward, I want to say Free Geechee Gotti. Shout outs to him. Salute to him for what he's going through right now. But as far as just the matchup, I think you guys have really put on a great back and forth. And one thing that stood out to me about you is you said in an interview a while back, I'm not chasing vets. I'm doing whatever they put in front of me. So you care a lot about banging with your generation. That's how you create the classics, banging with the guys that came in with you, you know?
Yeah, man. Like, definitely. We put on a better battles. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no disrespect to them. Like, you feel me? Like, at the end of the day, okay, we going to get the views and shit. You know what I mean? Like, I guess the levers to talk down on a newer battler, because, look, you battle a vet, you know what I mean? So you get that privilege, you know what I mean? But talk about quality, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you gonna get a fight. Like, see, Mac Miller knew nigga, but we had a fight. Like, you gonna be able to watch and enjoy that battle. You know what I mean? Things you gonna go back just to watch Mac Miller for. And things you gonna, you know what I mean, go back to watch me for. A lot of the vet battles lately, a lot of them been flat, you know what I mean? No disrespect, but that's just the truth. Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, like, you're going to get more of a fight with us because we're more hungry. You feel me? We all got something to prove. So, yeah.
And I seen you put
but
a poll
I'm not,
up.
I'm not against nothing. You know, yeah, I put a poll up, you feel me? Because a lot of people want to see the math alpha shit also. So, you know what I mean? I'm with that. You know what I mean? So I'll put the poll up just to test the temperature, see how people feeling. He kind of winning right now. You know, he winning the poll.
Is there any history between you and math as to why people want the matchup so much? Or do they just believe the style matchup just makes the fight?
Yeah, I honestly, it came natural. Like, it wasn't like I was, you know what I mean, reaching for it. It kind of came like an idea to me. You know what I mean? I kind of just played off that. And, you know, as, you know, my battles progressed, people just kind of was asking for it a little more. So, you know, I started poking at him a little bit. You know, I got him to make a little tweet, you know what I mean, to where he was kind of like, if I get 50 retweets, you know what I mean, I do it. Shit kind of doubled up on him, you know what I mean? Like 100.
Nice,
you
fight. Nice.
Yeah. So, you know, I put him in a little corner where it's like, yeah, you know, you can't act like, you know what I mean? So that's where that stems from. You know what I
think a battle like you and Math would be most valued and appreciated in a small room setting.
Definitely. That's what I would want. You know what I mean? That's what I would want.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
I told him, I said, you know, after January 20th, you're going to hear, you know what I mean, about what a nigga, you know what I mean, did. It's going to make even more sense, you know what I mean, coming into this year. So. But,
I want to bring you back. I want to pick your brain a little bit, right? When you were on the Ascension card and you had Tone Montana, before the battle went down, what was your thought process of, like, getting booked for this card and realizing, like, okay, I have to perform at this event so I can keep getting recognized, can I keep getting booked? Because if I lose bad here, I'll probably be gone for about a year or two, or, you know, a couple events.
Yeah, I was pissed off. You know what I mean? Like, but at the same time, like, I just was like, all right, man, I looked at it like, at the end of the day, you always going out to be better for, I mean, do it for you at first, like, you feel me? So, like, I wanted to get out and just be able to rap for the people. But as far as, like, getting tone, like, I didn't understand it. But also being new in this shit, like, I didn't feel like I had, like, power enough to be saying who I deserve. And, you know what I mean? It was kind of just like, really? I want me to battle him? Like, not saying he ain't no vet or a nigga that been around, but, like, what's going on now? Like, where that come from? You know, it was kind of like, weird, but...
He's a little outdated, his experience is there. Like, he was no scrub. And the thing is, like, there's some battlers, like in Tone Montana's realm, where they have competition, and they just don't get the looks they get. But they can beat a rookie coming up, no problem, because they just know what to do. He's battled X Factor. Yeah. He's battled Lotta Zay. He's battled Smack a few times, battled Skull. He's had some battles.
Right. Now, that's what was triggering, like, to not be worried that I took the battle, too. It's kind of like, it ain't like he ain't battled niggas. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, he got a resume. But it's just he ain't been his A, you know what I mean, in a long time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, going into that, people was kind of going with him. People was like, throw back against the wall. I'm telling you, Snake, he hit you with that gun scheme. Like, you know what I mean?
Then you went out there and made a statement with the win.
You feel me? I went out there and did what I did, and people said I won that. Mm-hmm.
Every battle you have, you try to really make a statement. I'm just not really putting it all together. Like after every PG battle you had, you've been aggressive enough to, like, let people know, like, hey, you're going to see me again. The Tone Montana battle was like, don't book me for this bullshit. that's kind of the persona you gave off. And then with this battle, you kind of like, feed me the lions. I'm ready.
Exactly. But I also knew that it was a good thing for Mac Mel to be able to showcase, you know what I'm saying, what he do in front of a nigga, you know what I mean? Because he was motivated to be able to battle me. And it showed that he's ready. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He probably
he's talented.
Got
he's
a
really
few
talented.
More battlers. Yeah, he got the it factor. He got what you, you know, call star potential and shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you saw that. You know what I mean? His performance was great. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, just another, like we were talking about as far as new ways, man, us battling each other and putting on great shows, man. Like, well.
Yeah, man, it's looking like it's going to be a really great year for battle rap for sure. And
wonderful way to start the year. Wonderful way
to
start.
Yeah, man. My last question to you is, like, it's weird, right? You're new to the scene, but you've been out for a while. And you told me a little bit about your, like, your battles in Harlem with, like, you know, Rex and your relationship with everybody else. But, like, how far back does your battle career go back to? You told me you're 13-year-old, you battle in the streets.
Like, give me 2003.
So you were there in the Mecca, in the middle of it all.
Yeah, I was there for J Mills and Mook on 125th, and I'm at the State Building. I was there.
Physically, like you watched it.
I was physically, yeah, I was there. Like, listen, in Harlem, when those battles were going down, it only took one nigga to come in the park, like, yo, they battling on the west. And everybody just grabbed their shit and run to the west side.
Could you describe what that was like when they battled and you were there and you watched it? Because you were much younger at the time.
Yeah. Yo, it was just, like, always fun, like the scene, like, to know it's just a bunch of us, like, in a circle, like, you feel what I'm saying? And two niggas just in the middle going crazy in the middle of the hood, like, you feel me? Uncas and Rex, you know what I mean? When Jim Jones was there and shit, like, and they was hyping up Uncas and shit. Like, shit like that, like, always stuck with me, you feel me? That's why I always was rapping, you feel me? So, when like, as far as, like, it was just crazy how people I knew Rex, you know what I mean? And then that's how we wound up battling. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Like, I was kind of like, I got this young nigga that's nice out here. Like, you know what I mean? To Rex. And Rex is ready killing shit. It was kind of like, all right, let's see what's up. And, you know, we went crazy. Like, rounds. Like, 5, 6, 7 rounds going crazy in a crib. Like, you know what I mean? That day, I was like, man, I ain't playing with no.
What other legendary Harlem moments did you witness growing up?
Shit, man. As far as like Diplomats, like I grew up like down the block from where Cam, you know what I mean? Grew up at 1199, so I used to always see Cam and then like on some regular in the hood showing love shit like that, catching videos and then shooting scenes and shit, seeing Duke the God out in the hood showing love. Like, yeah, it was a lot of things. Like, it was a whole bunch of shit I could say, but shit like that, like, always stuck with me. Like, the niggas was like stars growing up. Like,
man, I'm really happy just to see Harlem's getting back on the map again. With just, I don't want to say new blood because you're not new in my eyes. You've been around, but I'm gonna say fresh blood, fresh talent. You know, fresh to everybody's ears. And I definitely look forward to seeing what you have, you know, in store for us and stuff. It's crazy,
yeah,
man.
Niggas need to relax with all that New York slang. Niggas need to relax. Like, this shit started here. Like, let's let y'all niggas come here and get right, but don't start talking shit. Don't start saying y'all run this shit. Y'all don't run nothing. Like, you feel me?
Harlem in basketball, we got Isaiah Washington. Hopefully he makes it out.
shout out to my nigga Isaiah, man. Y'all be saying and all that.
Yeah, man. And now we got you, man. So definitely looking forward to it all, bro.
Nah, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you reaching out to me, man. It's dope, man.
No doubt, man. So let me just lastly say, I look forward to covering your career. I'm pretty fair. I will always give the props and the acknowledgement because I know how hard it is to battle rap. And I have no problem being critical, but fair always. And like, I always offer, like, I'm not just like biased. Oh, you did trash. I'm gonna be like, no, this didn't hit because of this reason, XYZ. You know, so like, I look forward just to covering you, anybody else around you, any more events that you go to, and so on and so forth, man.
Nah, definitely. Well, sure, man. Like, stay tuned, man. For further details on, you know, what's next and shit like that. And definitely look out for music, you know what I mean? More music.
I was just about to say, plug your stuff, man. Where can we get it?
Man. You can find I got a couple things on YouTube, you know what I mean? Like, Snake Eyes Memories, man. I got a couple tracks on YouTube. Type in Snake Eyes with the V at the end. You know what I mean? You should find a couple things. You can type in Snake Eyes on SoundCloud. I got a couple tracks up there, but as far as like putting the real project together, I just want the timing to be right. I feel like I did enough the last year and to start the year off good to like where, let me put a nice project out, you know, show another side of me. So now I'm just going to focus on that until, you know, we see what's next as far as with the battle rap shit. So just stay tuned, man.
I have a segment in my show of a Let's Talk Battle Rap where once every 2 weeks, I have a friend of mine who's a producer. He's really good with music. And we do Let's Talk Battle Rap Music, where we review battle rappers' mixtapes and albums, because I feel like that doesn't get enough love neither.
Right.
So I definitely gonna hear your stuff.
I'll
man.
Definitely send you some shit, man. You know what I mean? Send me an email, man. I'll give you some exclusives, man. I got you.
Fuck with it, man. No doubt.